put up, please, the Psalm 37, and we'll have the NIV version first. I've always felt, since these evening services have started, that they are such a fantastic way of ending a day and getting ready for the week. It is the first day of the week today. The day of resurrection is the first day of the week. And we're getting ready for this week in our minds. It's something different to get your mind prepared for the next week ahead, whatever that looks like to you. For me, it looks like a pile of washing tomorrow because it's just mounted up and other bits and pieces. But for you, it might well be going back into work situations. And this is a lovely time to draw aside and just listen to what God is saying to you. I may miss things that the Lord says to you. That's brilliant if I do. The Lord speaks to you and I've missed something, I'm really pleased, because I'm just going to tell you what the Lord gave me out of this psalm. So Psalm 37, I will read the first two verses, and then I'll just read that. And then afterwards, we're going to have the Amplified version up. I'm going to keep that up there. So this is one of my favorite psalms. This is what the Lord gave me some time ago when we were talking about devotion and we were really getting thickly into what it is to be devoted. And this psalm just speaks of a really, really good way to live. A really good way to live. So all the way through this psalm, you find that there are really fantastic ways to live and then there are rotten ways to live. And you spend the whole psalm, 40 verses, going back and forth. This is what is really good to do, but don't do that. This is what's fantastic to do, but don't do that. And if you see other people doing it around you, don't fret. Don't get in a state. Just don't get involved and stick to what I say. So all the way through the psalm, it rocks back and forth. North to south to north to south, and you get these gems in the middle. So this is the gem that we're going to be looking at, 3 to 7, but let me just read 1 and 2. Let me just read 1 and 2, verse 1 and 2. Goes like this. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Then the NIV goes on to this. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to him. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteousness in him shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. And then verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. So this is a whole psalm about the way to live. And it's all about remaining in safe pastures. So all the way through this time that I speak, think about the whole idea of the sheep and the shepherd and safe pastures. And remaining in safe pastures as you go through this week. Think about remaining with the Lord, the Good Shepherd, as you live through and you live out your week, everything that is coming up. Okay, so there are stark contrasts, polar opposites, recurring theme that happens throughout the psalm, don't fret, don't worry, don't be anxious. Jesus is with you. Our mediator, your mediator, my mediator, is with me. My protector is with me. We heard that this morning. At the beginning of this first service this morning, we heard about the wings protecting us from Psalm 91. The Lord is with you. So my whole idea is for you to take away pointers to live this week in a safe, peaceful, glorious, and wonderful place with Jesus, because he has saved you out of a kingdom of darkness into a kingdom of the Son he loves. Absolutely adores his Son, and he has saved you. He has saved you and brought you right out of all of that kingdom of darkness, because you have been given redemption through forgiveness of sins, through everything that Jesus has done. So you're no longer over there, but you are here in safe pasture. Okay, so that's just behind it all. That is behind it all. In Hebrews 1, verse 3, it says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word." So, not only is Jesus with you, he is your mediator, but he sends the Holy Spirit to sustain you by his powerful word. That word in the Greek is actually the rhema word. That word is actually that living, inwrought word of the Holy Spirit with you every hour of every day, if you walk closely with the Lord. That powerful word will be in you every minute of every day, and it will sustain you. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Have a good look at that when you get home, because it's just incredible. Right at the beginning of creation, the Holy Spirit was there, sustaining creation, and that powerful sustaining is for us as well right now. Amplified version, please, Beth. And this is the one we're going to keep up. "Trust, rely on, and have confidence in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness." So I'm just going to go through this psalm. I'm going to go through this psalm having a good look at the clock, because I might overrun and I don't want to. So we're going to do dwell. That's easy, isn't it? Dwelling with the Lord, abiding with the Lord every single day this week. Dwelling with the Lord, relying on and leaning on the Lord. Don't rock back and forth like a wave that doesn't quite know what to do, just like it says in James. "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." Back and forth. Remain stable in your thinking with the Lord. Don't rock back and forth in and out of doubt, in and out of faithfulness. Dwell with the Lord and remain strong. In that word, dwell. Oh no, trust, sorry. I'm on trust. I'm on trust. That was classic, wasn't it? That was excellent. I'm on trust, sorry. I'm looking at my notes, I'm thinking, I'm not gone on to dwell yet. I'm on trust. Trust. I'm just going to zoom back on that one. Isn't it good when things go wrong? It's wonderful. Just trust me now. Rely on God. Have confidence. Yeah. And really, really, faith is a simple issue. Trust in the good shepherd. Don't waver back and forth. Don't waver back and forth. So trust in the Lord. Rely on the Lord and lean on the Lord throughout this week. Then it says, and do good. So that's going to be beneficial to others around you. When you are strong in the Lord, it will be beneficial to other people in your family. It will be beneficial to people that you work with. They might not acknowledge it, but it will benefit them. And when you can step out and do good, everything that you do that is good is going to give glory to Jesus. Okay? So trust, rely on, lean, and have confidence in the Lord, the good shepherd. This is what it says in John 10. When he has bought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Trust in the Lord and follow. Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness. Dwell, that word dwell, abide, actually also has in that where you decide to pitch your tent. So pitch your tent this week safely in the Lord's pastures. settle down with the Lord and pitch your tent with the Lord. Now, Andy and I went camping. Occasionally we go camping. This was some time back. And we camped in Snowdonia. And we arrived at the campsite and all the edges were taken. Do you remember that? And we were just left with pitching in the centre of this field. It was at the end of a valley where there was a river and it went into the lake. And Snowdonia and was up the other way. Snowdon was up the other way. And there was this valley. And we thought, oh, this looks really nice. This is wonderful. So we pitched the tent. Wrong shape of tent, we will soon realise. And we had a lovely meal, a barbecue, and then in the evening time, the temperatures changed and the atmosphere changed in the whole of that area. And we could hear wind rustling in the tops of the trees. And we thought, this is really strange. And it became more and more and more. And this wind was being funneled down this great big valley from the mountains, down the valley, it couldn't go anywhere else, into the campsite and onwards. By the time we were in the middle of the night, the wind was so strong our tent was imploding and it was coming in on us as we were sleeping. It was horrible. It wasn't safe. It felt dreadful. Eventually, we slept a little bit. In the morning, we woke up and the tent poles were completely bent. The tent was destroyed. We were okay. We were alive. But it was awful, awful. I was crying, I was trying not to scream, and this night, and the tent, sorry? No, I was screaming. And so we had to just bin the tent. The poles were completely broken. Now, we had pitched our tent in the wrong place. We just had pitched our tent in the wrong place, and it was frightening. So I'm just saying to you this week, dwell in the land and feed securely on the Lord. Pitch your tent with the Lord this week. Abide with the Lord. Feed on Him. Scriptures, Bible study, worship, adoration, time with the Lord. Feed on Him. Get in on the best. Get in on the best of the Lord this week. So dwell with the Lord, trust the Lord, dwell with the Lord, and feed on the Lord. Part of that word feed, which is up there, is also to do with cultivating and befriending and keeping company with the Lord. You can't really befriend somebody from a distance. It can't be done. You need to come close. And He will come close to you. Moving on. Delight yourself in the Lord. And He will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. That word delight in the Hebrew means be soft. Be soft. It actually also means be delicate. It doesn't just mean be pleasing. It means soft and delicate. Delight yourself in the Lord. Be soft in the Lord. Now, we have just become grandparents. I'm just putting it out there. If you didn't know. Now, as far as Andy and I are concerned, we have the most beautiful granddaughter in the world. Now, there is no arguing over that. There is no discussion, it's fact. Sorry, Pete. Fact. Sorry, Tim. Absolute fact. And we are like putty in her hands, and she's only 10 weeks. So what it's going to be like when she's a little toddler, I mean, I don't know what we're going to be like. Well, I'm just going to spoil her. Sorry, I'm just putting it straight out there. I'm going to. Then I'm going to hand her back. But we are so soft. And if you haven't seen any photos, don't ask Andy because he's got millions on his phone. So, you know, be careful when you ask this. But the point is we are so, so soft in her hands already. And she's 10 weeks old. And she is very delicate when we hold her. And that is exactly what Jesus wants to do with you this week. When you delight yourself in him, he just wants to hold you. He just wants to embrace you. And he just wants to give you so much love. So delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. Remember the soft clay and the wood. It says in John 15, Jesus says, "If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. You have been brought out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son he loves." Hallelujah. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So remember this week. Remember the wood, the clay, and you think, right, which one am I going to be this week? And how am I going to change to become more like that lump of clay, that putty? So moving on, not much more to say. Trust, dwell, feed, delight. Commit your way to the Lord, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness in him shine like the dawn. That word commit means roll out. Roll out your way. It's what it means in Hebrew. So have you ever rolled out a carpet? We once rolled out a carpet. I must be quick on this. We once rolled out a carpet in London. Do you remember? These guys knocked at our door in London and said, "We've got some carpet to sell." And we thought, "Oh, that's a bit dodgy, but never mind. We'll have a go at this. We need a carpet for the hall stairs and landing." So anyway, we thought we'd better check this out. And we lived on an ambulance route in London, East London, near Whipps Cross Hospital. So we said, "Right, okay, we better check the carpet out. We'll just roll it out in the street and see if there's not a hole somewhere." This is true. This is absolutely true. So there we were. On the street, was it actually on the road or the pavement? Middle of the road, that was it. So, and it was an ambulance route. That's fairly good, isn't it? Pardon? No, you don't. No, it's all finished. I've moved on big time. And we rolled the carpet out, and then we found that there was enough carpet for our house and our friend's house around the corner, because they needed the hall stair and landings doing as well. And we were all as poor as each other. We were little mice. We said, "Right, there's enough. Yeah, we're bites." So we zoomed around to their house. We said to Mo and Pete, "Oh, we got this carpet. It was £80, wasn't it?" So that was £40 each. So we said, "We've got a guy in to lay the carpet." Anyway, laid the carpet in our house. It's absolutely fantastic hall stairs. And it's a chocolate brown colour. All right, chocolate brown. It was the colour of the era. And and we took the rest of the carpet round to Mo and Pete's house. And there a bit later on, they started to lay the carpet or got somebody in. But it was about too short. So they started at the upstairs. They must have started upstairs. Did it all. Came down and it didn't get to the front door. Ours did, but theirs didn't. Oh, it was funny. It was funny. I mean, they were very good friends. They still are good friends, actually. Very good friends. So that is what that word commit means. Roll out. Sorry, what was that? Yeah. Roll out. Commit means to roll out your way. Now listen. Let's just focus a little bit. Psalm 86 says... Emma's crying now already. Psalm 86 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth." That is that rolling out. So you start this week by walking, intentionally walking with the Lord, as if you have rolled out a carpet and you're walking along. And he, Jesus, will be with you. Your good shepherd will be with you. Commit your way to him. It's a heart decision. If I just want to nip back to the NIV here, very, very quickly. trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteousness, which is in him, in Jesus, shine like the dawn. It's not our righteousness, it's his righteousness shining through us. And the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. So if you are up against it this week and you have difficult situations, commit your way to the Lord. And the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will begin to change difficult situations that you are living through. Give the situation to the Lord and let him through you shine. If you strive and you fret, it won't work. It'll be the Lord that needs to work through you. Striving and fretting won't work. We're nearly there. Be still and wait patiently. Be quieted, relax, rest, be patient. Learn the beauty of silence as you dwell with the Lord. John 14. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So when you are quiet before the Lord, the Holy Spirit will come. Invite the Holy Spirit to be with you, to speak through God's word, to speak as you rest in him and dwell with the Holy Spirit in your quiet time, and he will speak to you. Fix your eyes on Jesus and don't fret or be anxious. As it says there in the Amplified, don't agonize. Give it to the Lord. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. The peace will come. The peace will come. Expect to feel it. In the middle of that psalm, Beth, if you could do that second bit, so, verse 23, 24. It says here that the Lord delights in the way of the man, and that word delight does mean he's really pleased. It's different delight to the one you had earlier. That does mean he is really pleased in the way of the man whose steps he's made firm. He has made your steps firm. Though you stumble, you will not fall because the Lord upholds you with his hand. Now, it's not a question of if you stumble, it's when you stumble. Though you stumble, he will uphold you. You will get back on your feet and you will be able to keep walking because the Lord will uphold you. The Lord delights in the way of the man whose steps he's made firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So you've actually got a little pattern here through those verses. You've got trusting in the Lord, dwelling with the Lord, feeding on the Lord, delighting in the Lord, that is the being soft in the Lord, committing yourself to the Lord, resting in the Lord, waiting on the Lord, and then you go straight back into trust. It's just like a repeating pattern, and it's all as if they merge into each other. And if you could come back, and Michelle, we're going to close in a minute, draw to an end in a minute. Munch away. Feed on the Lord and munch away. Get in on the best. Pitch your tent safely in the Lord's pastures this week. Safely in the Lord's pastures. Remain soft in the Lord's hands and enjoy, befriend his faithfulness, enjoy his company. Cultivate that faithfulness with the Lord. There is an everlasting feast prepared for you this week. It's ready, it's prepared, it's laid out. He will guide you in paths of righteousness. He will provide for you this week. He just needs you to come. Come right up close. Be as soft and pliable as you can be with the Lord, to dwell with Him and to spend time in His presence. Invite the Holy Spirit to be with you so you can get in on the best, the very, very best this week.